Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, Jimmy can't bat 1,000.
You don't like this?
It's probably one of my least favorite Queen songs of all time.
It's a great song.
Disagree.
Jimbo. Let him know, Jimbo.
Tell you what, I'm thinking about having Solana take over the music again.
No.
No, definitively.
He plays Drake. I'm going to put it to him.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We had a great time at Funky Buddha on Saturday. If you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, go to the Funky Buddha tap room right across from Pantherland. Oh, I see Funky Buddha's got a tent set up outside right now. They got the van out there. I think they'll be doing some sampling as you walk into the arena tonight.
How many samples do you think I can get?
Oh, I think you just plant yourself out there at the tent right now. See at what point they cut you off.
See what I did at the funky one? I'd wait for Ryan or Casey to walk by the bar, and I just run up to them and make sure I get a free beer.
I had Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, running around as if he was a waiter.
And they're so nice.
They're so nice, and I don't hesitate. And then I had him pick up the tab for what had to be $6,000. I had everyone
there. I heard
there.
That story.
I had everyone
Anybody
there.
That sat at the table, you tell them I got you.
I said, I got you. And Ryan is so pleasant that he allows me to get away with it.
And his wife's amazing, too. I felt funny because my glass was almost empty, and she was like, you need another beer? And I'm like, you're Ryan's wife. No, I don't need another beer.
I feel like I own Funky Buddha when I'm in there, and it's only because I take advantage of Ryan, and he's too nice to say anything.
Yes.
But it's a treat.
Treat.
Let's get headlines. So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You will hear Panthers hockey tonight on this radio station. Game 82. In the meantime, there's been a lot of stuff going on today. Ja'Cory Brown enters the transfer portal, and Solana's been glued to soccer. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
Couple big upsets in the UEFA Champions League. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Before we get to a little footy action, let's start with the Miami Hurricanes, because Ja'Cory Brown has entered the transfer portal. Plus, little Canes hoops nugget for you as well. The number one point guard in the transfer portal, his name is Javon Small, leaving Oklahoma State. He will be visiting the University of Miami tomorrow.
All right.
There you go. Bring him in, L.
Okay. Bring him in, L.
Bring him in, L.
I mean, you think nobody calls Broward County the Brow? L? Just L.
L.
No coach L. No, just L. Bring him in, L.
Okay, y'all. You know, y'all are no terms with him like that. Me and L tight.
Bring him in, L.
We was at dinner last night.
The Miami Heat will play the Sixers tomorrow in the play-in tournament, 7 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on WQAM. You can watch the game on ESPN tomorrow. If you missed the news from earlier today, Duncan Robinson, probable. Tyler and Kevin Love will play, but Terry Rozier has been ruled out for the Miami Heat. The Sixers released their injury report as well. Joel Embiid, questionable for the game, but he He was a full participant in practice, so you expect him to go tomorrow.
Tyler got to go crazy.
I'm so tempted to mess up our playback in the next segment because Will Manso is standing right behind me, and I want to get an update on the balcony flooring. But if we replay him in the next segment, nobody knows that the balcony flooring has happened yet, and it would. I'm so tempted.
He snuck up. Hey, Hawk, you messed up. You messed up.
I know. I'm so tempted. Go ahead. Go to the mic, Will. We'll figure out something for the next segment because I can't. My curiosity is getting to the best of me.
Let him lead himself in.
This is the first time that we've ever done an interview with someone in the 2 o'clock hour and then had them join us again in the 5 o'clock hour. And it wasn't a replay
in the flesh
of what they did in the 2 o'clock hour.
Not on a phone call because I had to do recon, and now I'm back with the information.
And we probably wouldn't have had you on in the 2 o'clock hour if we knew you were going to be here in the 5 o'clock hour. We just would have booked you for the 5 o'clock hour.
We didn't do good communication. I apologize.
Well, what happened, so if you're listening to Will, he went to heat practice today. Then he went to La Spada's. Mm-hmm. And then before he came here to the Amerant Bank Arena, he stopped at IKEA to look at balcony flooring, which was fascinating.
I sent you pictures.
I showed it to the guys.
No one knew that was a thing.
So it's a thing. So I get there, and the guy knew right away. He's, first floor, get down to the bottom. We got a nice little section there. I get there. The tile ones are too confusing. I don't want to put on tile, like regular floor tile type. I don't want
that. Where you really have to lay it like tile?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. So right. I'm thinking the clip-on ones. The two or three colors they had looked cheap. They were plastic, and they're not bad, but they just look like they'd get scratched up a lot.
Right.
You know?
And then, almost like one of those playset mats.
Yeah.
Basically. So then they had like kind of rubbery ones, which weren't bad. And then they had the grass one, like the AstroTurf looking one.
Yeah.
So I think I like this particular wood one or gray one. I'm not a big fan of the grass. Now, we were talking earlier about wives and what wives think during that 2 o'clock hour. So I text yourself the picture. She's like, the only one I like is grass. So there's the answer. She wins. So it's
So you are going to put artificial turf on your balcony.
It is basically going to likely be artificial turf. I saw it. There was on sale. It was a nice little sale going on at IKEA. And I will probably buy that. And it's the one that interlocks.
What does it cost to floor one's balcony?
I have to size my balcony, which, I don't know how to determine square footage, so I'll have to Google that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. You know how to do that? Square footage?
Yeah, length, height times length.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, there you go. We've learned something.
We've learned something. I don't have to Google it anymore. I just have to ask Chase.
I just texted Don Bailey Jr., by the way. Have you ever heard of balcony flooring?
He's heard of all flooring. He's Don Bailey.
That's what I'm saying. He's a flooring expert.
Are we down on time? I have like a 40-second story.
No, we have till 6 now because you screwed up our replay.
There goes our replay. So, I have a live shot in about 8 minutes. So, I will tell you a Don Bailey.
Oh, you're not going to make it for that. Somebody text Clay.
I had a Don Bailey. I go see Don Bailey. He's the best. Always buy your flooring there. I had a nice flooring for our apartment that we bought that we were remodeling. It was about $8,000 for the flooring. It was for the entire apartment. Beautiful flooring. But I had gone to a fancy schmancy place I was sent to, and the flooring was $17,000, this beautiful Italian tile. And I said, I love the tile. She loves the tile. I said, we got to cut corners. We can't spend $17,000 on floor tile. She's like, whatever. We'll get the $8,000 tile. Long story short, our good friend Clay Ferrero had gotten me into NFT sporting cards. You ever hear of NFT sporting cards?
I remember.
What do I know about this stuff? We're buying these little virtual packs.
What were you buying? Those Top Shot things?
$8 a pack. So I'm driving the Bally Sports Show in Fort Lauderdale once. Clay said, hey, don't forget there's a pack drop. They have like a rare Vince Carter, like there's only like 2 in every like million or 2 million packs. It's going to be a lot of money. So I buy a pack for $8. Kid you not. I park at Bally's. I open the pack. It's a virtual pack. And I see a Vince Carter card. And it's flashing. And it's doing all this crazy stuff. And I said, Jesus, what is that? I think this is the card. I screen grab it. I sent it to Clay. I said, Clay says, holy crap, you got the Vince Carter. I'm like, dude, how much is this? Like maybe $1,500, $2,000? No. Do you know how much I sold it for 2 days later? $18,000. So I took the money and I had – so my tile at my home is called the Vince Carter tile because – so I always have it in the back of my mind that the day that I see Vince – I met Vince Carter once. I interviewed him once for a heat show when he was on the Hawks in his final year. I'm going to say I have a picture of my tile. I said, Vince, this is the Vince Carter tile. Thank you for this. Giselle didn't believe me, and she's like, you take that money, you deposit it right away. I mean, it was like the money came in, and it went right to the USA marble and tile.
Now, had you held on to it, what would that Top Shot be worth today?
I looked at it recently, $900.
Yeah, because that stuff
was
tanked. Yeah. Like, there, that was, for a brief moment, everybody was making money on these Top Shot cards.
Oh, that was the last ever. Well, the funny thing is everybody's like, oh, did you keep buying? Hell no. I just got $18,000 from a virtual card. I don't need any more. I'm good.
From Don Bailey, the king of flooring in South Florida, I said, have you ever heard of Balcony Flooring? He responds, is that a company or a product? So I feel like maybe Don needs to get a little bit
more. Well, Don does the real good floor. Let me tell you,
yeah,
the $8,000 tile that I was going to buy from him,
yeah.
Beautiful tile.
Yeah.
I would recommend highly. But I wanted the Italian fancy stuff.
The big
48 by 48. You walk in, it's beautiful. I love the tile. I go, and Giselle's like, why are you always sweeping? I'm like, because I paid $18,000 for this tile. That's why I'm always sweeping. I spend my life sweeping. I used to make fun of my mom for sweeping all the time. Now I become my mom. I'm like, I eat a cookie and I'm like sweeping as I'm chewing.
it's like my when I had all them old pickup trucks playing. Oh, pee bottles in the back, dirt everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Then I just bought a brand new truck from Ed Morris. I vacuum it twice a week. I go through the drive-through car.
Your truck is my Vince Carter tile. That's
what it is. So great, Vince Carter tile.
Yeah, Vince Carter tile.
Well, what did we talk to Will about in the 2 o'clock hour that we haven't covered since? Anything?
I say run it back. It was a great
run it back because I got to go do a live shot.
Already?
I got to do a live shot. I got to go talk about the Heat.
What time? What time is your live shot?
Tease at 5:19 and 5:21.
You can watch Will Manso on Local 10. He will be here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And then when again? 5:21?
Then 5:21 is the Hit, and then 6:22.
Oh, so we'll, I'll tell you
quarter
what.
Quarter zip. You love quarter zip.
I mean, that's what it's all
Channel
about.
Channel 10 quarter zip.
What? Why don't we have Odyssey quarter zip?
So I had a woman at IKEA stops me. She's like, where'd you get that Channel 10 shirt? I said, I work there. She's like, you do? I said, the guy next to me is like, oh, you don't know that guy? He does sports. Oh, yeah. Where do I get one of those? And I said, you know what? I don't think they're for sale. I think they're just ours.
I want a quarter 10
zip. Yeah, they're just ours.
Local 10 zip.
So you and the IKEA lady want a quarter 10 zip. I'll work on it.
Quarter 10
But
zip.
That's what I said until I wanted to jump in. I can see him on the video. Took everything that he had not to jump in. All right, you go do your hit. And then since you screwed up our next segment playback, you'll come back here after your hit at 5:21.
Whatever you need.
You're back on until 6 after you're done at Local 10.
I'll be back.
Guy completely screwed us up by walking over here. Clay at least understands. Stay away. Don't tempt me.
Hey,
balcony
Will
flooring.
Will's in immaculate shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape.
Crazy. How old's Will?
He does not. He's got to be
like mid-40s, right?
I'm 54. My guess is he's 10 years younger than me. I would say he's 44.
Yeah. He's a little older than me. I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm 40.
Man, he does not gain weight. Giselle said he eats fine.
Hey, running stuff.
Yeah, he runs.
Like you, we're on the same workout diet.
Oh, yeah. I work out a lot, and I diet, and I eat, and I work out. I mean, it's just a vicious cycle. I see Will running a lot. A lot of times we pass each other.
You got your quarter 10 zip on?
My local quarter zip.
Quarter 10 zip.
Oh, look at him. He's getting ready to go live. You can watch him on Local 10. We can walk behind him like we did to Clay.
Leave that man alone. Don't touch him. If you're going to do it, don't touch him. I'm telling you about touching people for years.
You won't.
That's assault, brother.
What was that? Were we doing headlines or were we doing Solana?
I don't know. I can't believe he won $18,000 on a fake card. I mean, that is insane.
Remember when Top Shot was all the rage?
For like 4 weeks.
Oh, people couldn't wait for the next drop. And it was insanity. They were just printing money.
I don't say I almost fought, but me and Des Bryant got in a yelling match because he was saying how dumb I am for not putting my money in NFTs and all this stuff. And I was saying, I was like, bro, it's fake. Like, it's nothing. I want to see something that, or at least been around for a while. This is 2 weeks old. We argued about an hour, and then I bet he won. Wish he listened to me now.
Listen,
he put
if you're
all
looking
kind of money
for a place to put your money, don't do it in NFTs. You got to invest in the Donald Trump media company, Truth Social. That's where the returns are nowadays.
I say with the S&P.
DJT on the ticker.
I like this infrastructure. I told y'all the other day. Boy, they gut these municipalities, boy.
Nobody knows what that means. What does that even mean? Are you talking about munis?
No, there's private equity funds that fund when cities redo their streets and all, and it's money from private equity, and then the counties and the states pay them back. But they just put a bunch of money into it, knowing that the government has a bunch of money to pay you back a crazy return. Told you about it before.
Sold you this bill of goods? Who's your?
Hey, I'm 3 years in. I'll show you some paperwork.
Who's your advisor? Lousen?
I won't even say his name. I don't know if it's all legal. Private equity is legal.
Yes, private equity is legal.
Well, we'll leave it at that.
All right.
The bigger question is it moral or not?
What, infrastructure?
We don't work on coral.
No,
we
stay on private equity firms. Like, they come
coral?
In. He said coral?
He said moral.
Hey.
You said coral.
I thought he was talking about the ocean.
You're investing in coral?
I don't know what that M word means. Investing in returns.
You're investing in returns.
I'm investing in returns.
All right.
Man, I feel a lot dumber listening to this segment. Crowder, I got to be honest with you, man.
I'm telling you.
Wait till you get the weather.
I bet it's beautiful.
All right, let's get to something we all care about. The UEFA Champions League. So, Dortmund.
Tree, go walk behind Will. Solano, watch you on TV. Put on local 10. Tree's going to go walk behind Will.
Don't touch him, though.
And give him a noogie.
No, don't touch him, Tree.
There goes Tree. Put on local 10, Solano.
Put on local 10.
Put on local 10. No, don't give him the finger. Don't give him the finger gun. No. Not
the finger gun.
Give him the finger gun.
Because Tree got some sense, man. You ain't got no sense, Hawk.
Go back, Tree.
Tree, nice finger gun, bro.
Betty Davis giving the weather right now on local 10.
Oh, Poe Betty Davis.
She's so Poe.
Oh, CeCe. Look at her.
Dortmund ended up winning today 4-2. They advance on aggregate 5-4. Atletico Madrid has been eliminated. And Barcelona, told you guys that they were playing a man down as of the 30th minute of the game. PSG took advantage 4-1. They beat Barcelona. They advance on aggregate 6-4. So your first two semifinal participants will be Borussia Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain. Tomorrow, Bayern Munich will host Arsenal 2-2 in that one at 3 p.m. Manchester City will host Real Madrid 3-3 tomorrow at 3 p.m. as well.
All right.
Chris Greer did speak to the media today. Had several nuggets regarding the Miami Dolphins. I think the biggest one was that Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle will all have their fifth-year option picked up by the Miami Dolphins.
Not surprising.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
Especially for Phillips.
Yeah.
And Solana brought up a good point earlier. Waddle hasn't been a product of health the whole career either. So, yeah, Bring Jalen Phillips back, Jalen Waddle back, see what they do this season. I would say if they both play well, they will be re-signed before the end of the season.
Extended, yeah. Or re-signed, yeah.
Yeah, just like they took care of Christian Wilkins. Absolutely.
Who?
Well, hopefully they learned their lesson would be my takeaway from that.
Yep. You could pay – you know, that's a good question, and you never know the answer. Now he's a Raider, but if they would have signed Christian week 5 – could they have kept him instead of waiting to the
I wonder.
Yeah,
I wonder.
You know what? That's a good question.
Or even, you know, prior to training camp last year, because he decided not to hold out, and clearly negotiations kind of just fell flat. He bet on himself, but I wonder if Chris Greer could go back. Would he have maybe offered him a little bit more to just finalize that deal last year?
Well, I think in retrospect he would have for sure. But I don't know what they were thinking, because I'm still surprised they let Andrew Van Ginkel go when they could have re-signed him for, you know, almost the same that he went to Minnesota for. So, I don't know.
Christian was $100 million. What, Van Ginkel was 20?
Like 10 a season, something like that?
Yeah, I think he ended up signing 3 years, $10 million a season. Or 2 years, $10 million a season.
They could have kept him.
Um, As for the NBA playoff, play-in tournament games do begin tonight. You have the Los Angeles Lakers on the road to face the Pelicans in New Orleans, 7:30 p.m. tonight. And the Warriors will play the Kings in Sacktown at 10 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Lakers to win, Warriors to win, plus 230.
Lakers, Warriors, parlay, plus 230.
Yep.
Did you bet it?
I already got it in. Hard Rock bet.
You're taking the points or
money line?
Okay.
I kind of like that.
That's 230. LeBron, Steph, old dudes, play-in tournament, tighten up, Clay,
at
AD.
Some point, it all ends. LeBron was – last season was a miracle, LeBron and that Lakers team. Can he keep doing that? Although that Lakers team happens to be pretty good. Is Anthony Davis healthy? I know he's playing Solon. Is he healthy?
Not entirely healthy, but he will play.
Yeah.
I think he left the regular season finale, I believe. Either the regular season finale or – the game right before, he left early with back spasms or some injury.
Goodness.
That forced him to leave.
Has Zion been healthy?
Yes.
He's been playing and no problems.
Yeah. Zion's
healthy. Playing well?
Yes. Zion has had a really good season.
He's actually been balling lately.
Maybe I'll bet the Zion over.
Always on ESPN, yeah.
It's Brandon Ingram, the one that you have to worry about with the Pels.
Paper thin.
Now,
like Betty Davis,
Betty Ingram,
last player to leave the Miami Heat practice facility today. You guys want to guess who it was?
Jimmy Butler.
Yes, number 22, playoff.
Listen,
Jimmy.
Play in Jimmy. We are ready.
Play in Jimmy. Terrible nickname.
He is locked in. Zero dark play in.
He wanted this, Hawk. Jimmy wanted this.
Heck yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Better road team. He wants to do it in Philly. They didn't believe in him.
Mm-hmm. Week off.
You know who needs a week off? The week.
That's bad.
You see?
What?
Those teams put the week in week off.
What that means.
I don't know. Just ready to watch play-in Jimmy tomorrow.
You're going to show out.
Los Marlins, they face the Gigantes of San Francisco. Marlins Giants tonight. They'll play again tomorrow early. First pitch from Lone Depot Park tomorrow night. The Panthers do play the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. This could be a preview of their first-round matchup. Depends what happens elsewhere. Boston lost to the Capitals, so the Cats are 1 point back for the Atlantic Division.
Look, Will's already back. We haven't even gone to commercial break. We've screwed up the clock so much. Will has already done a stand-up and a live hit.
He's a live hit?
Yeah.
I text Giselle that I said nice things about her on radio, and then I come back here.
Yeah, we're still rambling.
Waiting for you.
That's good that you guys are here now. You got till 6 o'clock.
What do you think about play-in Jimmy? You buy into the
It's funny. I asked Spo today. Spo hates that question, so I tried to ask it in the nicest way. It was one of those, well, Spo, I know you hate this question, but everybody expects Jimmy to take it to another level. And he said, look, we expect Jimmy, Bam, our stars. We lead. They're the leaders. We go to them. That's who we go by. So his thing is like, this is what you expect from stars. There's not a play-in playoff Jimmy. It's just Jimmy's a great player, and we have to follow the lead.
Don't turn it into playoff Jimmy. I've dubbed him play-in Jimmy, and let's
roll.
Well,
I'll take play-in Jimmy, and then we get the playoff Jimmy if they can win.
Is that a cool name, though, play-in Jimmy?
Oh, it's
quite
have
the same. By the way, Jimmy was great today because
– have the same effect.
This is about Jimmy. Jimmy's a showman, and you guys know this, and Channing, you know this. You know there's certain athletes that they love that spotlight, and Jimmy – while he can come across as, like, whatever, like, he doesn't care. He's just playing basketball. He loves the game, and that's great. He knows the showmanship part. Like, today at practice, he was the last guy out there. But he saw the media talking, and he kept shooting and shooting and shooting, and he stayed, like, an extra 10 minutes. He knew what he was doing. He knew that the media, all the local TV cameras and
you
all
hear
the –
that interference?
Is there something?
I think it's like your IFB or something. What do you have that's TV? Like, what's on that – is his phone? Oh, it's your phone.
All right, there we go.
Jimmy, learn radio.
Sorry, yeah. See, I don't know radio like you. I mean, you guys have been filming for the last 3 hours. You haven't gone to break since yesterday. Your advertisers are calling saying, I'm done with this show. I know. I understand at least the TV, the advertising board. So Jimmy knew.
Hockman and Crowder.
Yeah. Jimmy knew the cameras were there. And he made sure that we got the video, and he made sure that we set the scene that today the story is Jimmy was the last guy off the court.
So Lana literally just did that story before you sat down. He said, who do you think was the last guy on the court today? So Solana bought into it. But this is what I said earlier. Jimmy has to be playoff Jimmy tomorrow night in order for them to win in Philly. Not only do they need that, but that is, to Spo's point, his role.
That's it.
Like, we've sat through some ups and downs this season with the thought that when you need this game from Jimmy, which you do tomorrow, there's a big difference between playing the Knicks and playing the Celtics.
Or going to one more game.
They need playoff Jimmy tomorrow. He's got to lead this team. It can't be Duncan Robinson having an amazing game. We know Terry Rozier's not going to play. Like, it's got to be Jimmy.
It's got to be. And look, I will say this. We remember the play-in game they won last year, which was different than this because it was the elimination one. We think of Max Strus scoring 31. Max was phenomenal down the stretch. Jimmy also had 31 in that game. Jimmy was a freak that game. Like, he was Jimmy. He was 31. He was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They need that, Jimmy. There's going to be someone else that does something tomorrow that scores 18, 20. Bam might get a double-double like he always does. You know, Tyler's healthy this year in this run, hopefully. But if Jimmy goes out and takes 9 shots and scores 14 points, chances are they're not going to win. And he knows that, and I think the players know that. And I don't know what Jimmy's mindset is because he goes back and forth on the playoff Jimmy thing. But there is a real difference in regular season Jimmy and playoff Jimmy. The stats tell you that, so he needs to have those stats. It cannot be the 19.6 assist guy. It's got to be the 27-point, you know, 8 assist, 8 rebound guy.
20 plus shot attempts. That's what I need, Will. Somewhere close?
Well, here's the thing. If he only takes 12 or 13, right? Let's say he takes 12, 13. It better be because he's getting 16, 17 free throws, because that means he's attacking and he's getting fouled before he could take those shots. So the shots may not be up where you want them, but he's on the line 15, 16, 17 times. And to his credit, there was a stretch where late in the season he had back-to-back multiple double-digit free throw games. Has to be that Jimmy. You have to. People forget in the Indiana game that they blew in the Sixers, you know, the other game before that they won, and I can't remember off the top of my head, Jimmy had double-digit free throws and scored 27 and 28 points. You need that, Jimmy. Like, that has to be the guy you get tomorrow.
We have to get to a commercial break, Solana, because it's already 5:31. Local 10 has done it an entire newscast.
I mean, they're pulling sponsors.
And we have not taken a break. Let's wrap up headlines here, Solana, and we'll come back with Will. I'm not letting him go because he screwed up our entire hour.
Is this a podcast?
I mean, they literally, it's a half-hour newscast at 5?
A half-hour newscast at 5 to 5:30.
Yeah, so they've done an entire newscast. We haven't even taken a commercial break. So we got to get back on track here, Solana.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Listen to this, Will.
YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida. Oh, what a gorgeous day, man. Seriously. Just a beautiful
the extent of his weather. Every weathercast for I don't know how many weeks. What a gorgeous day in South Florida.
He's not wrong. At least he's accurate.
That is true. Be interesting when it's hurricane season and he's doing that. But
beautiful day.
Whatever. Will Manso will join us in the next segment.
Real, not recorded.
Here at the Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And Will Manso was sitting with us for most of the first segment here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And then as we went to commercial break, I was looking over the railing here, and I said to Crowder and Will, I go, hey, who's that wearing that burgundy suit down there?
Is that burgundy? What color?
What is that, Donovan?
We'll go burgundy.
Go burgundy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So they both looked over, and they said, that's Donovan Campbell. I said, Donovan Campbell from WSVN 7. We'll do a little roundtable here to end the show. And so we've got Will Manso from Local 10 and Donovan Campbell from Channel 7. When's your live hit from here at Amerant Bank Arena?
Got a tease at 6:20, but, you know, that could be 6:21, 6:18. You know, Will will tell you. Times change from time to time.
What about you, Will? When are you guys going to be battling head-to-head?
6:18 tease. So I would say watch it with a split screen, and then 6:21 is our hit. Yeah.
Either one of you going to have, like, you know, exclusive information that the other won't?
Well, I mean, we got Josh in Philly, and I'm here, exactly. So we're all over the place. So Josh is going to toss to me from Philly. Yeah, we're doing a little.
So, have you been assigned the Panthers during the playoffs or round one? Or because I remember you and Clay last year, there was
Clay took over, and he was all Panthers, and I was all Heat.
He went right. He went to
he
Vegas,
went to Carolina, and Vegas.
Right, and yeah. You got Denver.
I got New York, Boston, and Denver. I was not in Milwaukee. And why? Because we didn't think the Heat would win in the first round. and they did. Yeah.
I personally wish I had this beat, considering I live about 6 minutes from here.
Oh,
but I would have to fight with Mike DePasquale. He is like our hockey official, unofficially. So, I have no beat. We kind of just go where we go. Josh is the main guy. He kind of follows the Heat, and then I pick up the crumbs. I'm that guy.
Let's just see, because Will's buying balcony flooring. Donovan lived 2 minutes from me. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just let us know. These guys ain't doing too bad now.
Totally different tax brackets, Crowder. Stop it. You live in a gated community. And yes, we do live close, but it's two different tax brackets. Stop it.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Do you shop for balcony flooring at IKEA?
Do you know what balcony flooring is?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with IKEA. I think all my kitchen furniture cabinets are from IKEA. So, yeah, what's wrong with IKEA?
Would you get these Swedish meatballs when you're there?
Yeah, I've had them before. I can't lie. You know,
I don't understand it. I don't understand going to a furniture store and having meatballs.
The food is pretty decent, you know.
But the hot dogs. I had the hot dogs last time I went. I did. Not this time. The previous time. Now, I wasn't the same for a couple of days, but it wasn't a bad hot dog.
I asked this of Will earlier. Will was on with us in the 2 o'clock hour, but since he's here, and that's why I was staying to Donovan. Why don't you come up and say hello? We'd instead of rehashing this whole thing with Will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Who's got the best promotion sports teams? So Marlins win at home, you get a free Whopper Jr. the next day. The Panthers win, you get buy one, get one at Huey Magoo's. And if the Heat win, you get half off Papa John's pizza. Who's got the best food promotion?
Well, it depends, you know, what your dietary restrictions are. You know, you have some vegans, they might want the pizza. So if you want beef, then you got to go with the burger. Both of them are pretty good. But I'd have to go with I'm gonna have to go with the pizza, just for the simple fact that sometimes I fluctuate from, do I want to be healthy and I don't want to eat beef for a little while, and I'll do the pizzas. So,
you're always healthy though. Yeah. You don't.
I'll go with the
healthy,
pizza.
Do you?
100%. I'm Jamaican. Less.
If anyone could see, I'll put video on Instagram again, because remember we did the Heat broadcast last year, and it's you and I wearing jeans and quarter zips.
Yes.
and hats, and even Will from Local 10. He's wearing a quarter zip, and
he's cold in here.
Looks like he's ready to shop at IKEA. Like that's an IKEA shopper.
I did
right
the
there.
IKEA look today.
Donovan Campbell, from head to toe, is dressed like he's going to the Oscars, man.
Me he was a groom about to get married and stopped real fast to hang with us, I would believe it.
Right. He always looks clean and fresh. So what are you wearing? What kind of ensemble is this, Donovan?
This is a maroon Versace suit today, and I don't even know what the shirt is. Yeah, this is the Versace.
You got the kerchief.
Yeah, always got the pocket square.
Yeah.
Got to have the pocket square. I feel naked without the pocket
and
square.
And no socks. Very important. No
Never.
Socks.
I don't know how he does it, man.
Never.
You can't go no socks with
him? I tried it once. When I got home, I took off my shoes. I almost woke up the whole house with the smell.
No, I don't have that issue.
So I said, I'm going to go socks then.
Well, you see, God gave me terrible looking toes, so he couldn't give me the stinky feet.
Oh, so it's like a trade-off.
Exactly. So since you have the abusive toes from the military, I'm going to make sure you don't have stinky feet. So I'm cool on that aspect.
I have to put a picture on Instagram of me, Will. Because usually I say there's a difference between radio and TV guys, but Will's looking like a radio guy today.
I'm IKEA, La Spada, and Radio Row.
Yeah.
He came straight from IKEA. It was like a minute away.
Yeah.
He practiced La Spada, IKEA, and here.
Looking forward to today? Because you kind of knew.
I woke up this morning with a pep in my step. I said, I'm going to go to heat practice, which is fun. They don't have many practices. I don't get to go a lot. And then IKEA, La Spada, come here and join the show twice.
I mean the time of your life.
This is the best.
Time of your life.
Donovan was getting ready all day.
No. The fact that Donovan knew he was coming here today to start off his day before going into the studio, Donovan went to the gym, ate, and took the best nap ever.
Really, you took a nap today?
Don't ever get to do that. Took the best nap ever. Then got up and cooked some food, and I was good to go.
I started napping at about 38.
Did you? I can't nap.
40. I started napping before. I have to have my – well, the thing is, we work till midnight most days. A lot of days we anchor. I don't get up till 12:30. I can't fall asleep till 1:30. The youngest one is up at 6:45, so I'm sleeping 4.5 hours a night. So I'll go to the gym, come back, take a shower, and nap from about 10:30 to 12:30.
Oh, yeah.
Get up, eat, and then get ready for the workday.
I can't nap, but Crowder will make fun of me because he always asks, what are you, a toddler? I sleep 11 hours a night, easy.
Time do you go to bed?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll get into bed, say, around 10 o'clock. I don't know what time I fall asleep, but, like, today I had to set the alarm because I had a contractor coming to the apartment at 9:30, and it's across the street. I need to set the alarm because I said to Lori, I'm like, I got to get up early tomorrow. She's like, why? I go, because Frank's coming at 9:30.
I'm so
jealous. Look at the look, Donovan.
If text him at 10:30, he'll call back an hour later. Oh, my bad. I was sleeping.
That's why you don't return my morning text. I'm not even kidding. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, Hawk, sorry I missed you yesterday. I'm available today at 2:30. And at noon, he'll be like, okay, great. Where the hell have you been for 4 hours?
He just woke up.
Yeah, I'm in absolute awe. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I like to
you
sleep.
Have to admit, jealous is a good word for it. I'm
Bro,
jealous.
I get up at 6 o'clock every morning to get kids ready for school.
Yeah. Man,
I don't know what that is.
I did that.
Oh, look at this.
That's a crew.
Oh, look at this.
Now we're going to have the trifecta.
Giselle's here now, too.
Got the whole crew.
I tell you what, Giselle spent the day getting dressed as well.
She's going to the same wedding, apparently. She's going to the same wedding that Donovan's going.
Dressed for the wedding.
Hey, dressed to impress, right?
I can tell you where Giselle was not today.
She was not at IKEA.
Eating hot dogs at IKEA.
She was not a La Spada.
Oh, you see Will tighten up, though. You see Will straighten up in his chair.
I told you, I said, Giselle said she wants the grassy balcony flooring, so that's where we're going.
I will put a picture on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, of Giselle, Will Manso. I mean, this is a round table. Donovan Campbell from Channel 7, Will from Channel 10, Giselle from Channel 6. Who are we missing?
Cugno.
Where's Cugno?
Cugno's, you know what he is? He's at the gym.
He's at the gym, of course.
He's eating no carbs.
He's doing pull-ups right now.
He's at IKEA drinking a black coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Passed out. His shirt was too tight. He's laying in the parking lot.
All right, we got to wrap things up here because Hurricane Hotline is coming up with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. You can watch Will on Channel 10 and Donovan on Channel 7 and Giselle Espinales on Channel 6. And coming up tonight on the radio station after Hurricane Hotline, you are going to get Panthers hockey Game number 82, live here from Sunrise Amerant Bank Arena. It will be Panthers and Maple Leafs. Puck drops at 7:30, by the way. Only local broadcast here on 560 WQAM. You can watch it on ESPN. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. Thank you to all the guests today, and thank you to Jimmy and Solana back in the studios. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers! We will speak with you mañana.
Poffenbarger, huh?
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Paff, paff, puss.
Take care, brush your hair.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.